Pathway Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 4, Day 27. Let's read from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges between thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Thought for reflection. As we soak ourselves in the Word of God, we discover it exposes deeply hidden traits of behaviour and ways of thinking. Seasons of reflection and lingering in the Word of God are so important if you want to grow. We need to let the Word do its deep work. Don't start digging to look for all your defects and problems, but let God uncover the problem areas using His Word. When the Word of God is used correctly, it is like precision laser surgery. It goes right to the root of the issue, exposes it, cuts it off, and removes it with minimal damage, leaving the surrounding areas healthy and full of life. When we position our life in the presence of the Word, we will be convicted, our choices will be challenged, our motivations confronted, but we will start to live with a new freedom. You will begin to find that your responses instinctively start to become more godly, as you are being changed to think and react like Him. It is time to react and respond in this new way that will not make sense, but is necessary for life. When people treat us badly, our instinct is to react by withholding our friendship. But God's way for us is to still live with an open heart towards them. The way of the kingdom is always upside down. When we feel betrayed, we are called to trust. When we are persecuted, we are told to bless. When we are poorly treated, we should respond with generosity. We are called to go in the opposite spirit to that which comes against us. This takes practice and requires a renewing of our minds. We need to activate a new way of gracious thinking that is not human, but definitely supernatural. This type of generosity requires discipline and determination. When Gordon and I were going through a really tough time of opposition, when our motives were being challenged and our reputation damaged, it was so hard to keep loving, especially as some of the people involved had been such good friends. My heart began to close towards these people, and I found myself withdrawing. I desperately did not want to get bitter but keep sweet, but I was struggling. So I got up early one day and I was praying. And God asked me why I'd delayed in buying a birthday gift for this friend. Father, I can't. I'm too hurt. She's speaking against Gordon and I. How can I give her a gift? I complained. But God challenged me. I do not change, nor should you. Now bless her. So I did. And although there was no change at the time, when we connected years later, she reminded me that I bought her this gift and she thanked me for it. This gift had made a way and had challenged and changed my thinking too. Let us pray. Focus for compassion. Father, I thank you for the accuracy of your word. I thank you that I can trust your word to always find its mark and it's able to reveal the sin that needs to be exposed. As I soak in your word, I know your word can liberate me completely. I trust you to teach me how to think in the opposite spirit to the culture around me. Teach me to be generous in blessing others. Amen.